Opera America, the National Service Organization for Opera, just announced the launch of the New York Opera Alliance, a consortium of independent opera companies and producers in the city. Joining me today are two people instrumental, or maybe I should say vocal, in the instigation of the New York Opera Alliance. Corey Ellison, a member of the American Lyric Theater faculty and dramaturg at the Glyndebourne Festival, not in New York City, and Peter Zepp, a conductor who hosts the podcast Indie Opera. Welcome to you both.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Great to be here.
And congratulations on the new alliance.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. We've been working on it for a while.
Yeah, a couple of years.
So how did this come about?
Well, I was interviewing Gina Krusko, and we'd finished our interview, and she asked me what my plans were for the Indie Opera podcast. And I thought, well, maybe a festival, something like that. And she said, wouldn't it be great to start a group? So I'd thought about a group for all of the New York opera companies. And we decided to get together with Corey, and we met at a diner. And we had a nice conversation about what we think it would help to have a group in New York City of opera companies. And we invited a bunch. And literally, they just got together and formed this new group called the New York Opera Alliance.
So what do these companies hope to gain by allying?
Well, our thought at the beginning I had had actually at about the same time that Peter interviewed Gina. Gina and I had had a chat where something else this had come up, this sort of a thing, and I thought that there was such an embarrassment of riches in the New York opera scene. There were so many different companies doing so many very interesting different kinds of things, but very often their schedules were colliding. It wasn't possible to see all the things you wanted to see. So I thought one thing that would be very helpful would be to have an internal planning calendar so that we could not cannibalize each other, and also so that we could perhaps provide in a website, you know, a calendar where you could see all or most of the operatic activity in New York right at your fingertips. And that was one possibility. Another is just the idea of forming a community among the producers, small opera producers in New York. And indeed, that's already happened. I was speaking the other day to Bob Lee, who's at American Opera Projects, and he was commenting about how a wonderful sort of side product of this has been that we've all gotten to know each other. It's also, I think, helped, and this was an objective of mine, it's helped our companies better define ourselves for the public, better differentiate ourselves. And we'll see how that works in the launch of this website and this announcement.
So, like, this company specializes in this and that mm-hmm. company specializes in that.
Amazingly, we've made lists to try to figure out how many organizations are focusing on opera in the city. We've come up with at least 70.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yes.
70?
And we actually did invite them all into our initial meeting. We didn't get
as many as we could think of.
Right. As many as we could think of, as many as we could get in touch with. A number of them expressed interest, and a good bunch of them actually showed up. And we've begun with this core group. But now that we're officially launched, we're opening up membership to any opera producing organization or producer in the greater New York area, well, actually in the five boroughs, who would like to join us.
Why form this alliance now?
Right now, I think that there's a great amount of energy coming from the small opera company, especially with what's going on in the economy. It's much easier to produce opera on a smaller scale. There's a lot of creativity going on that scale, as well as I believe that in the 1960s, there were a lot of civic opera companies that were created. And there were all these young people who found opera at that time in the 1960s. They've grown up. And now there's a lot of energy going into producing opera. They want their own stuff to be done. And it's sort of this renaissance coming from the bottom. And so there's an incredible amount of energy. And we all don't really know what's going on with each other, so we can feed off of each other's energy and work together.
Has anything like this ever been done before?
Well, actually, you know, we were approached by Opera America, who was very excited about this. They heard about the fact that we were forming this group, and they wanted to help us, and they've been an enormous help. And they said that something of this sort had happened previously in San Francisco.
Yeah. But not in New York.
Not in New York. And they wanted to help, and they've given us meeting space. They constructed and are hosting our website.
Is there going to be pooled publicity, sharing audience information, coordinated marketing?
Right now we're looking to create a newsletter. But if you want to know more about what's going on there, you can just look at the calendar. There's so much going on.
And also, you know, we've spoken about pooling our resources in terms of auditions, in terms of press, in terms of marketing, fundraising, you know, any costumes.
The possibility is very exciting. Yep. It's mm-hmm. very exciting. And it's already started. We've already had people say, do you know a countertenor? I have a production coming up and I need someone. It's already started.
Yeah.
So can anybody or any organization that says, let's put on an opera in our backyard, join?
Absolutely. We want anyone who opera is a part of their interest to join the group.
Right. If it's an orchestra or a chamber music group that occasionally puts on an opera, that's fine too. But somebody in the five boroughs who has opera as part of their schedule.
Are there dues for this?
Very modest.
Very modest. Very affordable.
Yes. So that, you know, small independent opera companies can afford it. And, you know, it's interesting when you really look at the website and get to know these companies. There is such variety. You know, independent opera in New York is not monolithic. And the fact that we will all retain our, you know, our very individual personalities as opera companies while helping each other and getting out of each other's way is really an enormous thing. There are bigger budget companies, smaller budget companies, companies that focus on contemporary opera, Baroque opera, you know, new opera, standard rep, unusual looks at standard rep, unusual rep
locations.
From the past, site-specific opera, anything you can imagine is in our consortium.
Well, thank you very much, Corey Ellison and Peter Zepp, two of the moving forces behind the brand new New York Opera Alliance.
Thank you.